Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And if you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that the Lord blesses you these next few moments that we're able to spend together. And as I was waiting before the Lord and thinking about what He would have me share with you today and for the next several days, as we approach a brand new year, I don't know about you, but I always get a little bit reflective. I think, and that's true, I suppose, the older we get, we reflect back at what last year was like. And for you young people, you probably heard your elders say it, but it really is true. The older you get, the faster time goes. I mean, beloved, can you believe where this year has flown by? It's gone so quickly. But we look back at what has happened in our lives this last year, and we also look forward with anticipation and wondering what will the new year hold for us. And of course, none of us know the future. The Lord in His mercy keeps that curtain, if you will, over the future. He allows us the gift of memory, although it is important that we don't stay and dwell in the past. It's important that we learn from the experiences we've had in the past. But God more and more wants us to focus on the present time in which we live. That each day, in fact, I was just talking with a friend today, and he said, you know, I live each day as if it could be my last. And I commented, well, that's the way the Lord wants us to live. Live each day in the present, not to be filled with regret and remorse or bitterness about whatever pain and hurts and sufferings and problems we may have experienced in the past, because we all have, beloved. Or not to be fearful about what the future might hold, but to live each day in confident trust and faith and hope and love that our God won't allow anything to happen to us that is not for our good. And so we can trust our future to Him. We don't have to be concerned. Obviously, He wants us to use godly wisdom, but to trust Him that as our days are, so shall our strength be. And so, beloved, as we see this year being brought to a conclusion, I thought it would be very helpful for us to just take a spiritual inventory, if you will, of where we are, where we've been, where we want to go. And to do that, there's nothing like Scripture to help us focus on that. And perhaps no one that we could learn as aptly from as the beloved writer of the Psalms, King David. He was a priest before the Lord in terms of being a worshiper, not literally a priest, but he was a king. He certainly was a worshiper. He spoke prophetically through many of the beautiful Psalms that he wrote. And I believe we can learn much from his meditations as he looked upon his own life. But before we go to the Scripture, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, I thank You, Lord, that even if just for a few moments, we can step out of all the bustle, the hustle, the activity of this holiday time, and we can just focus our minds and our attentions on You and on Your direction and on Your leading and guidance in our lives. Father, we thank You so much for the Holy Spirit, who leads and guides us, who's our comforter, who's our counselor, who deals with each one of us in such a loving, gentle, individual way. Father, that's why we're not to judge one another, because we don't know what that other person's going through, and we're not to judge another person's servant, if we will. We are all servants of the Lord. We're all your children. We're your friends. You've called us even more than servants. You've called us as your friends. And so, Lord, help us to focus on, I'm thinking of a phrase, Lord, that the Lord spoke through Brother Glass so many decades ago in a church service. The Lord said, tend the garden of your own heart. And Lord, that's advice we would all well heed and take advisement upon. And so, Father, we thank you for our time together. I ask you to minister to immediate and specific needs that are heavy on the hearts of your beloved. Lord, there are immediate needs that need to be attended to. And Father, I release the wisdom of God. I take authority over all work of darkness, of the adversary against them. Take authority over oppression and depression. And Lord, I ask you to lift every cloud of darkness, every storm of battle, and Lord, let the calm and the peace and the light of the Lord Jesus surround them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, what we'd like to share together is found in the book of Psalms, and I'm going to be sharing with you, we're going to go verse by verse over Psalm 39, and this is a Psalm of David. And while I'll be sharing and looking at each verse individually, I'd like just to take a moment and read the entire psalm. And I would like to mention, if at any point in time that you're not able to join me for the broadcast, feel free to go, if you have internet, to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. They're archived there for several years. All right, here we go. These are the words of David to us, spoken under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain shoe. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as were all my fathers. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. That's Psalm 39, a psalm of David. And so I've entitled this message as a good spiritual stopping point, if you will, as we close this year out, to heed our ways. Heeding our ways. And what does that word mean? In fact, he says that in the very first verse, he says, I will take heed to my ways. By definition, that word means to pay attention, to take notice of. And as we've shared this psalm together, he doesn't go into details. We don't know the specifics, but he was in a state of internal deep distress, which he is able to verbalize only to God. He calls unto the Lord. He's asking for God's intervention in his life. And you know, beloved, I will say this, and if you haven't discovered this, you may be young in the Lord. Let me assure you, a time will come that you may feel that you have grown and learned considerably about the Lord, his ways. You may have had tremendous victories, and you feel your faith is growing by leaps and bounds, and praise God for that. But beloved, don't ever, 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 ever feel that you have come to a place where you have spiritually arrived, where you have walked with the Lord long enough that you know you have maturity and discernment and the gifts are moving in your life. Beloved, don't ever get spiritually proud or haughty, because the word says, "Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." Pay attention, take notice, because pride goeth before a fall. And some of the most seductive and pernicious types of weakness that we can have, or pride that we can have, is spiritual pride, because it tends to blind our eyes. Beloved, the safest way is to walk humbly before God and man. And so David is taking heed. He takes a review. He takes an inventory, if you will, of his life. He looks at his speech. He takes a look at what's going on inside of him, his heart. He considers his future, what he knows, that he's mortal and at one point he will die. He looks at his life, the shortness of his life. He looks at his spiritual strengths, his hope. He looks at his weakness. He considers all his ways, and he's presenting them before the Lord. And he prays. Beloved, I think that's something we would take good advice, to see how David examined himself. And as we come to the very conclusion of this year, that we can take a look at our lives and determine that with the Lord's help, this new year before us is even going to be better than all the past, all that we've known, because not of our own works or doing, but because the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Amen. Well, my time has just flown by and we're just getting into this message. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. The announcer will give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, if you feel very alone, well, you're not alone. The Lord is with you, and I would be delighted and privileged to stand as a partner in prayer. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,